Hey there, Stoic Squat. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy rollercoaster we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like everyone and everything needs a piece of you? You know that feeling when you just want 5 minutes to breathe, but your inbox is exploding, your phone is buzzing, and your inner to-do list feels longer than the grocery store aisle? Well, friends, today's episode is all about creating those healthy boundaries. Think of them as your personal lifeguard, keeping you safe from getting swept away by the chaotic currents of daily demands. Because let's face it, saying yes to everything can leave you feeling drained, resentful, and frankly, a little like a deflated balloon. It's time to reclaim your energy, your time, and your sanity. Here are 5 power moves to help you build those healthy boundaries. First up, know your limits. It sounds simple, but it's crucial. What are your non-negotiables? The things that truly matter to you? Maybe it's family time, personal projects, or simply a quiet evening at home with a good book. Once you identify those core values, you can start saying no to anything that pulls you away from them. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about prioritizing what truly matters and giving yourself the space to recharge. Next up, communicate clearly. When you set a boundary, don't beat around the bush. Be direct and respectful, but firm in your message. Instead of saying, maybe I can do it later, try and commit it to your priority right now, so I won't be able to help with that. Think about it like this. Imagine you're at a buffet, you wouldn't pile your plate high with everything just because it looked tempting. You'd choose the dishes that truly appeal to you and leave the rest for others. It's the same with boundaries. Pick your battles, prioritize what matters most, and don't be afraid to politely decline the rest. Number 3. Don't overexplain. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for setting a boundary. A simple thank you for understanding or I appreciate you respecting my decision is usually enough. Overexplaining can lead to guilt tripping and weaken your stance. Remember, your time and energy are precious, don't waste them on unnecessary justifications. Number 4. Be consistent. This is key. Boundaries aren't a one-time conversation, they're an ongoing practice. Be consistent in enforcing them, even when it feels uncomfortable. The more you practice, the easier it becomes, and the stronger your boundaries will be. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially if you're used to saying yes to everything. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge that it's a process, and celebrate your progress along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented graphic designer who's always willing to help out her colleagues. She's constantly taking on extra projects, working late nights, and feeling overwhelmed. Sound familiar? One day, she realizes that all this helping is actually draining her energy and preventing her from focusing on her own creative projects. So, Sarah decides to implement a new boundary. She sets aside specific hours for client work and personal projects, and politely declines any requests outside of those times. At first, it feels awkward, but soon enough, her colleagues start respecting her boundaries, and Sarah rediscovers the joy in her work and her personal life. Remember, Stoic Squad, creating healthy boundaries isn't about becoming selfish or shutting people out, it's about prioritizing your well-being, protecting your energy, and living a more fulfilling life. It's about recognizing your worth and saying yes to the things that truly matter, while gracefully declining those that don't. So, my challenge for you today is to identify one small boundary you can set right now. Maybe it's limiting social media time, saying no to an unnecessary commitment, or simply taking a few minutes each day for quiet reflection. Take a step towards reclaiming your power and creating a life that feels more balanced, intentional, and truly yours. Remember to share this episode with anyone who needs a reminder about the importance of setting boundaries. Let's spread the circle of. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it controlled, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.